sluts of you. The Gemara in the previous daf discussed the machlik as a kaveh b'malal v'chacham regarding sar b'chur b'almum shanasha. If b'chur b'almum shed its wool while alive, is the wool permitted or not? And Rish Lakish added that the machlik is only in the case of b'sheitir mumcha. If at the time when the wool was shed, an expert had already checked the mum on the b'chur and issued a heter shchita. Only then does the kaveh b'malal hold that the wool is mutter because keeping the tir mumcha sule mashile. Since the b'chur already has a heter shchita, the kohen will not delay the shchita for the sake of gaining the wool. However, there is no machlekes in the case of lohi tir mumcha debriya kol asa. If at the time when the wool was shed there was no heter shchita, even Akav ben Malal agrees that the wool is asa because it is considered like a b'chur tam whose wool is asa because of the concern for asil shehuye shloye krivena. The kohen might delay the hakrava for the sake of its wool. The Gemara now seeks to say that lohi tir mumcha asa is actually machlekes in the following brisa. Hatoylish tzemem mebuchar tam, ava bishanel b'mum b'shachatoy aser. If wool was torn from a bechur tam, even if it subsequently got a mum and was shechted, the wool is asa because of the concern for asa l'shehuye shaloye krivena. The brisa continues, however, bechur bal mum shetolish mimenev achkech mes. If wool was torn from a bechur bal mum and then it died, there is a machlekes. Tanna Kamma says this is subject to the machlekes of a kaveh b'malal mater, machacham eisrim. However, Behuda disagrees and says that all agree in the case of mes, sairi aser. The machlik is only in the case of shachatai, if the wool was torn out and then the b'chur b'almum was shechted. Hakaveh b'malal mater b'chacham eisrim. Behuda disagrees and says all agree in the case of shachatai sairi mutter. The machlik is only in the case of mes, hakaveh b'malal mater b'chacham eisrim. The Gemara asks Rabbi Yisi and the Tanna Kamma. Both Rabbi Yisi and the Tanna Kamma share the same opinion that the machlik is in the case of mes. Therefore, we must say, Hitiru mumcha ikibinaya. They disagree in the halacha of Rish Lakish whether, according to Akav b'malal, the wool becomes mutter only if it was Hitiru mumcha. Tanna Kamma holds Hitiru mumcha mutter, lo Hitiru mumcha asa. While Rabbi Yisi holds, Avagav to lo Hitiru mumcha mutter. However, the Gemara explains that this is not necessarily so. Perhaps all agree that, according to Akav b'malal, Hitiru mumcha mutter, lo Hitiru mumcha asa. And the three machlekes is as follows. The Tanna Kamma holds the machlekes akav b'malal mat b'chum oisim is in both cases, meis and shachatoy. Behuda holds the machlekes is only in shachatoy, but meis dirak kol aser. And Rabbi Yisi holds the machlekes is only in meis, but shachatoy dirak kol mutter. The Gemara concludes halachic Rabbi Yehuda hoil b'tnan b'b'chiras akabasei. The final ruling is lochumer like Rabbi Yehuda because the Mishnah in Masechta Zedis concurs with his opinion. The Gemara brings another proof from the Seifa of our Mishnah. If wool of the b'chur was uprooted but remained entangled with the attached wool, it depends. If the detached wool appears to be part of the other wool, it's permitted. If the uprooted wool does not appear to be part of the other wool, it's forbidden. The Gemara explains the Seifa concurs only Rabbi Yehuda in the case of Shachatai, in which according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Machlekes Akav b'Malal v'Chama applies. And according to the Chachamim, Sari Aser, the detached wool is Aser, while the other wool is Mutter. And therefore the Mishnah says that if nira im hagiza mutter, because the detached wool is considered like the other wool that was shorn after shechita, that is mutter. And she'en nira aser, because the detached wool is considered removed before the shechita. However, in the case of mes, ben la kava ben la rabbanan, idvi idi mesa asri. All agree that even if it was nira im hagiza, the detached wool is aser because all the wool is aser. According to Rabbi Yisi, in the case of shachatoy, ben la kava ben rabbanan, idvi idi mesa shari. All agree that even if it was enei nira, the detached wool is mutter because all the wool is mutter. And in the case of mes, according to the Rabbanan, idi v'idi mesa asri, because all the wool is aser. While according to Akave b'malal, the halacha must be reversed. Nira imagiza aser, because the mesa ka'asrole, the detached wool is considered like the other wool that becomes forbidden after mesa. And enei nira imagiza mutter, the mikara talish, because the detached wool is considered removed from before mesa. Apparently, the Sefer concurs with Rabbi Yehuda and hold b'shachtei pligi ishma mina. The Gemara inquires, "Bayir b'yanai, tzemesh nitlish ma'ila tamim mao. If a carbon ayla shed its wool while alive and was then brought as a carbon, according to the Chacham, is the wool permitted or not? Now we've learned earlier that b'chur is sairi aser because the kibun de lav l'chapar aser mashulei. Since a carbon b'chur does not accomplish atonement, there is a concern that he might delay the akrava for the sake of the wool. However, in an ayla, the question is as follows." Perhaps ayla sairi aser because kibun de ikar lav l'chapar asi mashila. Since a carbon ayla is not brought primarily for atonement, there is a concern for mashila. Or perhaps ayla sairi mutter because kibun de ayla name mechapar asi loy mashila. Since a carbon ayla does atone for neglecting a mitzvah asi, there is no concern for mashila. This question remains unresolved. Hanula Chalakech Behemoth Baruch Hashem completed the third parak of Masechtas Bechairis, and we now begin the fourth parak, Ad Kama Be'ez Hashem. Zak the Mishnah, Ad Kama Yisrael Chayovin Litabel Be'Bechar. For how long must the owner care for the newborn Bechar before he may give it to a kohen? As Rashi explains, this refers to Bizman Hazeh, when there's no Beis HaMikdash, and the kohen cannot bring a Bechar Tam as a carbon. Tanakama says, Bedaka Shleishim Yayim Ubagasa Chamishim Yayim. A small animal such as a sheep and goat must be cared for 30 days, while a larger animal such as a calf must be cared for 50 days. Rabbi disagrees and says, Bedaka Shleish Chadashim. A small animal must be cared for 90 days because Memnesha Tipula Merubasha Shinao Dakas. It requires additional care and must remain with its mother because its teeth are small and it cannot eat on its own. As the Gemara explains, there's an asmachta for the Zman Tipul in the following pasuk, which reads as follows. Meleascha v'demacha loisa'achar, b'char b'necha titanli, kentas l'sharcha l'tzeinecha. And we compare tzeinecha, small animals, to b'char b'necha, the pidna ben of your firstborn, which is given to the kohen after 30 days. And we compare sharcha, your large animals, to meleascha v'demacha, the bikurim which are brought after the 50 days between Pesach and Shavuos. And the word tiasa teaches, ha'isu b'cha kasav asiyacheres b'sharecha. The pasuk adds a longer wait time to a shar, behemagasa, and loy masucha kasav el lachacham. The chacham were given the authority to establish the practical wait time for each type of b'char. The Mishnah continues, amalei ha'koin b'teich hazman tineuli, harezu loy tinenuloy. If the kohen requested the b'char tam earlier during the regular time of tipul, the Yisrael may not give it to him because mimnei sheniru k'koin ha'masiyah b'beis agronis. Since the kohen currently has no benefit from a b'char tam, he intends to take over the Yisrael's obligation of tipul in order to secure the b'char for himself, which is forbidden as the kohen may not help out in the fields to secure the truma for himself. However, v'im bal mumhu v'omalei tineu li shoychlenu mutar. If the kohen requested a b'char bal mum to eat it, the Yisrael may give it to him because since the kohen currently has a benefit from b'char bal mum, his intentions are only for his benefits and not to secure the b'char for himself. And v'shas hamikdash im hayid tamim amalei ten va'akrivenu mutar. In the times of the Beis HaMikdash, if the kohen requested a b'char tam to bring it as a carbon, the Yisrael may give it to him because hayil v'chazilei lahavik kohen amasiyeh. The Gemara proceeds with a brisa that elaborates on the isur kohen amasiyeh b'veis agronis. Hakahanim, Valavim, Vaanim, Hamasayim, Beves Haroyim, Ubeves Agranis, Ubeves Matbechayim, a Neislem Truma Umaisa Bischar. The Khan, Lavim, Vaanim, who help in the fields, etc., may not be paid with Truma Umaisa. The Moisin Kain Chilalu. If they were paid with Truma Umaisa, this is a desecration to the Truma and is punishable with Misa because the Pasuk states, Shechatem Bris Halevi. And there's Kacha Bnei Yisrael, Lesachalab, Lesamusu. However, the owner, the Yisrael, has the prerogative to give the truma to whichever kohen he wishes, thereby gaining the benefit of the other's gratitude or potentially receiving some benefit from a relative of the kohen to entice him to give it to a specific kohen. The price, however, makes the following distinction. Yisrael the kohen mutter. The owner may accept benefits only from a Yisrael who wants the truma to be given to his relative a kohen. But kohen le kohen aser. The owner may not accept benefits from a kohen who wants the truma to be given to another kohen, because as Rashi explains, kiven de la didei chazia nirika kohen hamasiyah. Since this kohen is also eligible to this truma, he appears to be securing the truma for himself.